From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. Then Jesus took them out as far as the outskirts of Bethany, and raising his hands, he blessed them. Now as he blessed them, he withdrew from them and was carried up to heaven. They worshipped him, and then went back to Jerusalem full of joy. And they were continually in the temple, praising him. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again in glory. For the small group of disciples who witnessed Jesus in the flesh after his resurrection, a mission was entrusted: to proclaim to the whole world that Jesus is alive, that Jesus is life itself. Go, therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and know that I am with you always to the end of time. Jesus will come again, but first and foremost, he is alive now. He is the life in whom we come alive. But how? At the end of Luke's Gospel, Jesus appears to the apostles gathered in Jerusalem, together with the two disciples of Emmaus. These disciples are full of joy when the Lord departs. It's strange that they find themselves full of joy as the Lord departs. Should they not be sad, perplexed? Jesus has gone. The world has not changed. An impossible mission is entrusted to them. What gives them joy? Surely, Pope Benedict writes, the disciples are convinced of a new presence of Jesus. Jesus is exalted at the right hand of God, but continues to be close to us as the source of lasting joy. Where is this place then, God's right hand? It is not a place, Pope Benedict tells us, but Jesus' participation in divine dominion over space. Jesus has not gone away. He is present with us, for us, now with God's power. So Jesus' going away, his ascension, is really a coming, a new form of closeness, a continuing presence, not only in the flesh, but over all of space. Here is the foundation of our joy. Pope Benedict recounts the experience in chapter 6 of Mark's Gospel of the disciples being out on their boat and a headwind comes and the sea is turbulent, and meanwhile Jesus goes up the mountain to pray. The Lord is on the mountain of the Father, Pope Benedict writes. From the mountain he sees us. He can get into the boat of our turbulent life at any moment. We can always call upon him like the disciples, and from the mountain he sees us. I go away and I will come to you. This is the essence of Christian trust. This is the reason for our joy. And yes, Christ will come again when God will be all in all, at the end of time, when every tear will be wiped away, every injustice remedied, when love will triumph over hatred. This calls us to vigilance. What does vigilance mean? To keep our eyes fixed on God, the one criterion that can give our life meaning, to do what is right. And so we pray, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. But also the sense that the Lord has come. Come, Lord Jesus, draw my life into the presence of your kindly power. And so Pope Benedict concludes his marvelous work. Lifting up his hands, Jesus blessed them. And while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried into heaven. Pope Benedict writes so beautifully, Jesus' hands remained stretched out over this world, like a roof that protects us. That is the lasting motive of Christian joy.